This is the Real BS Show on a 13th, isn't it?
That's right.
13th.
Yeah.
This is Thursday the 13th.
Thursday the 13th.
Does that make it unlucky?
No.
No.
No, we're safe.
Well, it sure is ugly out there. Hey, I'm going to spend a half hour whining about the weather. Is that okay?
That's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I'm so sick of this. This is just ridiculous. And next week's going to be worse.
Wow.
Going down into the single digits and, oh, just awful for the whole week.
That sounds miserable.
Terrible. My driveway is a quarter mile long, and it kind of slopes downhill the whole way, and it's pure ice, at least 3 inches thick. I mean, it is just ice. Nothing but ice. I got an icebreaker on the back of the tractor, but, you know, I'm tired of driving around out there in 10-degree weather.
Right.
Oh, this is awful. Just terrible.
And you don't have a cab on it, do you?
No, there's no cab, no heater, nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a snowsuit's what I need.
Right.
I should invest in one.
Right.
Oh, about the time I do, it'll go up to 50 and
right.
Springtime will show. Maybe that's a good way to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Go buy a snowsuit and boom, the temperature will go up.
Yeah. And you might need it next year.
Then last night, I don't know what happened. It got real windy, and it blew the lid off the top of my smokestack.
Right.
My wood stove. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up coughing like crazy, and I look, and the whole house was full of smoke.
Oh.
And the air was blowing down the chimney, and the fire was just about out anyways, and the smoke was coming in the house. It was just... I mean, I could have died, I guess. I don't know. But,
oh, yeah, you could have, yeah.
Well, I had to open all the windows, you know, and I was lucky it was in the 30s, 32 or something like that, and it was raining outside, and the wind was blowing, and oh, what a mess. Jeez. So this morning I had to go out there and tear the chimney down and redo it and fix it and make it so it hopefully won't do that again.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Up there on a ladder in the ice. It rained, so it's freezing ice everywhere.
Right.
Just unbelievable. I don't know. I can't take it anymore. I think I'm too old for this weather.
Right.
I deliver firewood to people. I say, well, next year you better call me in December because January and February I'll be in Florida. Yeah. I ain't good. I'm going to shut down and I'll see you later. Ooh, this is terrible. It's awful. So anyways, that's my whining about the weather and it just won't stop.
Yeah, we can
keep getting crazier and crazier.
Right.
I mean, you get a half inch of ice on everything. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's been really cold and icy and don't want to be anywhere.
Now it's going to snow, and then after that comes the super duper cold weather, you know, 10 degrees for a week.
Right.
A whole week. Oh, jeez. Terrible. They should outlaw January, February. I'm going to write my congressman, see what he can do.
Need more warming.
Of course, they're all in Florida or someplace, too.
Right, right.
Oh, geez. So, anyways, that's my rant about the weather. I don't know. How are you doing?
It's been cold. I've been staying inside, not going anywhere, really. I mean, don't have any desire to go anywhere.
And throw wood in the fire. And,
that's right. Just bundle up and... You know, I'll go outside and check the mail, but man, I just stay inside. You know, I'm looking forward to the sunny days. That's why I'll be honest.
So you got Walmart delivering your groceries?
Yeah, that's right. I'm lazy. I don't even want to drive to the store. I just can have it delivered to me.
Huh?
You know,
what Walmart's close to you?
There's Cory.
Oh, Cory.
Yeah.
They drive over from Cory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know they do that. How much does that cost you?
It was only $100.
$100 a year?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's like a delivery membership or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's free delivery.
They're catching right up to Amazon.
That's true. They are. They're pretty much, I get fresh fruit and vegetables and stuff like that. No problem. You know, I'm surprised more people aren't doing it because, I mean, it's $100. That's out of your pocket. But
Spend that much driving over there.
Well, it's the truth. You know, I mean, I factor in, we'll say $20 every week. Let's say to go to the store. That's times 52. I mean, that's what, geez.
That's a whole lot. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's more than I could figure out.
You know, it's more than I'm willing to spend, you know, and so that's where it's like, I can't imagine more people aren't doing it, you know, and that's, you know, it's more than I'm, you know, more people aren't, I'm shocked that more people aren't doing it. That's, you know, and the other thing too is there's a lot of free things you can get, like free shipping and, you know, yeah. So that's right there. You know, I had a new vacuum cleaner come in, you know, I paid $50 for it. It came in free, you know, I didn't have to pay a dime extra, you know, and, you know, see here, 52 times 20, that's $1,000 roughly spending in gas, you know? So
I don't know this. I delivered a load of wood to a guy that just moved up here, and he's refurbishing an old cabin out in the woods.
Yeah.
And I said, by the looks of your phone number, you ain't from around here. He said, no, I'm from Florida. He said, I'm sick of Florida. He said, I'm moving up here. He said, there's too many people. It's too expensive. It's too crazy down there. He said, I've been down there for 40 years. He said, I'm moving. And he moved up here, and he's living out in the woods. Or he's got a cabin out in the woods. They're fixing it up. A contractor was there.
Right.
And I said, well, I said, you call me next year in January or February. I said, I'll be in Florida. I ain't doing this in the freezing cold weather anymore.
You know, if people ever get the chance, I hate to tell where I'd go, but St. Augustine, I wouldn't want to live there. I don't want to live in Florida, but St. Augustine's very relaxing, very chill place to go and visit. It's, you know, normally when I go on vacation, I don't feel relaxed. I'm thinking about work. I'm thinking about all the things I have to do. But in St. Augustine, man, I was didn't even have to worry about anything. I was just chilled, completely chill, and not thinking about work, not thinking about, you know, I'm not like stressing about things, but I'm like always like hyper focused on getting work done. And St. Augustine, I didn't even think about that. I was actually able to relax a little bit and enjoy the nice scenery.
Well, trust me, Florida, and it's been a long time since I've been down there, but
right.
Man, what a zoo. I mean, just traffic.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, that's where I will say that's where I was stressed the most is dealing with the drivers. They would get into your lane without even looking, without using a turning signal. They just merge right in and be like a foot from your front bumper. That's a little nerve-wracking. So I'm used to, you know, people giving a little space when you're passing. But, no, you know.
The cost of living down there is just outrageous.
Yeah, insurance,
the property taxes, the insurance.
Right.
You put those together, that's more your mortgages.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Plus the price of everything's gone so skyrocketed high. I don't know how anybody lives there.
If you ignore the winters here, because, you know, we do get cold winters with snow, a lot of snow. If you ignore the winters and just look at the springtime and summertime and fall time, it's not bad.
Yeah, we get three ugly months, that's for sure. But outside of that, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. The springtime is always great to see.
Right.
And the fall is always nice, too. I mean, it's beautiful.
It has its own beauty to it.
Yeah, it's got a little chill to it, but nothing crazy, right. You know. I don't know.
I personally, you know, I like the rain because it grows things, but sometimes the rain can be annoying. But besides that, really, it's not bad. You know,
We don't have forest fires and
no,
you know, there's no droughts. I mean, sometimes it goes a little while without rain, but usually you get your fill of rain.
I remember that last year in 2000, early 2024 in the springtime, we didn't have much rain. And that was a little concerning because we were in a drought, you know, and there's been historic droughts before, you know, you go back to the Civil War time period, the whole Northeast and you know, I'd say the Midwest were having a severe drought right before the Civil War. And that really kind of made a problem. You know, people were like, what the heck? Our food's not growing, you know? So there was some panic then, you know? But
they didn't have Walmarts back
then.
No,
you had to kind of grow your own, you know, food.
I think we'd all be screwed without Walmart.
there's truth to that. You think about, you know, different things that are going on, but we're dealing with you know, a lot of today people are dependent on everything, and we're not as, like, I don't know what's the word, we're so dependent on the global market that we're not localized anymore, and if something was to happen, we'd be really struggling. the people would be fighting over food very easily. We saw it during the pandemic, you know, people fighting over toilet paper, you know, as if a bidet never existed, you know, or just a hose. You can go spray yourself off. But, you know, those are minor things you really think about, but people were scrambling for that. And now people are scrambling about eggs as if that's a, you know, yeah, sure, you know, eggs went up in price, but that's because they killed 100 million chickens for the bird flu, which is a serious concern. I mean, the bird flu has killed quite a few birds already, you know, besides chickens. I mean, there's eagles right now. I've seen a report on eagles that they've died. There's quite tons of all their eaglets, you know, their babies have died from flu. So that's becoming a huge problem. And so, you know, we, you know, calling the 100 million chickens, you know, who would have thought that would have caused price of eggs to go up? Oh, genius.
Yeah, well, we got the government to figure all that stuff out. Well, so we're in good hands.
The government's never the government's never wrong, Bill. What are you talking about? You know, the government knows best.
They're always the problem. Yeah. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go ahead and play a little bit of music and we'll whine about some other stuff later. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm getting old and cranky.
So you're just saying you. Bang a gong, right?
Do what?
Bang a gong.
I don't care.
Yeah, we can bang a gong.
Do whatever you want.
All right.
The teeth of the Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
There we go.
That's an oldie goldie right there. Stephen Stills.
Yeah.
Was it Buffalo something or other?
Springfield. Yeah, Springfield. For what it's worth.
A Laurel Canyon outcrop.
you know, there's something about older music that has a beauty to it that can't be expressed today. I think it's just maybe there was less processing to the music. There's less editing. It's just raw more. A little bit more raw, authentic.
Well, they use more than two chords, too. Yeah, you know, yeah. You throw different chords in there.
And if they messed up a little bit, oh, well, you know, just it wasn't as clean. It's not as clean, you know, kind of more authentic. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
They tried. Let's put it that
way. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know.
But what do you want to whine about now?
Oh, geez, you know. I think, you know, besides the cold and everything, I think it's just people are so panicking right now, like over minor things. It's like, at the end of the day, does it really affect you, what's going on globally? Nothing. Nothing affects you. It's like, you look around, there's crickets. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Bill Hicks joke. You know, there's the CNN's reporting, it's war, famine, death, AIDS, war, famine, death, AIDS. And then you look out your window, you just hear the crickets going, choo-choo, choo-choo. You know, there's nothing going, you know, you look around, it's fine. We're not, you know, there's not, you know, we're not having, you know, nuclear bombs fall on us. We're not, you know, everything's fine. You don't need to panic, I guess.
Talking to that guy from Florida, I'm glad I don't live even close to any big city.
Right.
You know, I'm so far out there, I don't want nothing to do with the civilization at all. I hate to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You been to Walmart lately?
I was there about a week ago. Yeah.
Jeez, oh man.
Yeah.
How do these people survive? I just...
I don't know.
I guess it's not everybody, but boy, the really nasty ones really stick out. I mean, they just, yeah. I guess Walmart can't shut them out. You know,
no.
Their bread and butter. But.
There's a lot of entitled people that I've run into different stores, and it's just, you know, having worked in the industry.
I think it's worse now than it's ever been. I mean, it's just unbelievably.
There's a lot of entitled people out there, and I think it's... The wrong message is, you always heard the customer is always right. And that's when they say that wasn't originally meant to mean you as the customer are always right. It's at the larger scale, all the customers are buying products. And if your product is not selling, it's because the customer is right. They don't want it. There's something wrong with your product. And so it's a larger scale thing than just you as an individual are always right. So we need to get away from that, I think. You know, the customers, the customer individually is wrong
a lot.
As long
as they got oyster crackers and
exactly.
Coca-Cola and a couple other items I buy on a regular basis.
Right. But see, but see, there's other people buying Coca-Cola. So those people that want to buy Coca-Cola are right in what they want to purchase. Whereas if Coca-Cola was to change their recipe, hint, they did, they failed. They actually lost sales because of the Coca-Cola without sugar in it. They went to high fructose corn syrup. And if they went back to sugar, their sales would increase. And so that's an example there. But, you know, high fructose corn syrup is cheaper.
Is that what causes pancreatic cancer?
Probably. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. No, sugar is fine.
That's what your pancreas does, doesn't it?
Right? It processes insulin. You know, it does insulin. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with
having. I'm hearing more and more of that. I hear more and more people are. A guy down the street's got it now.
Yeah.
You know, he's half a mile away, but.
Yeah.
He's got pancreatic cancer.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, people are living longer too, Bill. That's another thing. You know, people forget that, you know, people are living longer lives a little bit, you know, and that. Well, it increases your risk of cancer.
It's kind of sad, but, I mean, how does that happen? I don't know.
You know, I mean, we're exposed to a lot of environmental things, I guess,
maybe
you know.
Maybe drank too much whiskey or something.
Maybe. It could be.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, nowadays they find microplastics in almost everything. You know, they're finding it in breast milk, you know. that's kind of nerve-wracking to think about that microplastics, you know. They found it in semen, you know. That's a little concerning. They found it in all different tissues in the body. So it's throughout our bodies. And they think a lot of it's down to you think about what we're using. You know, everything's plastic nowadays. Think about, you know, your toothbrush or your sandwich bags or even spatulas are plastic now, you know, instead of metal. A lot of that's just we're grinding away little pieces of plastic and then we're consuming it. So, I don't know, yeah. It is what it is, you know.
All right. Well, you got any more tunes for us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do that.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started
so big and so strong, come a little bit closer. sinking down.
This is the Real BS Show.
The Real.
Coming at you from on the 13th.
That's right.
Lucky 13. Yeah. And it's snowing out.
And icy. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Freezing and snowing.
Yeah. You
what's new, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. This is actually a good thing. I think, you know, there's negatives. Of course, it's cold. It's wet. Or it's, you know, snowy and icy out. But at least the snow stayed on the ground. You know, I mean, that's a positive. You know?
I guess.
I mean, before the snow would melt and then it would get more snow and then it would melt. And this time the snow stayed. That's nice.
And we're freezing because of it.
But the one of the things I think that's a positive is that's helped kill off some, like, ticks and stuff. And it's kind of kept the population down a little bit. So, because we'd had too many winters where it was, you know, the ticks would survive during the winter more. And so we'd have a huge tick bloom.
Well, there's a positive then. Yeah. That's a thank your lucky stars.
Right. I mean, that's just one example. You know, I was talking to the one butcher in town, and he processed a deer for me, and he says there's been no ticks on the deer. I was like, what? That's not usual. Usually there's ticks all over the deer. Not one did they find. I was like, that's shocking. That's shocking.
And that's because of the cold
winter? Yeah, the cold and the snow. The snow really killed off a lot of ticks, which is a good thing. I think so. So I'm trying to look at the little bit of the positive, at least, you know. There's got to be something positive, you know.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll put that on the wall. That'll be my inspiration for all this nonsense.
Jeez. But I heard that you were telling me earlier that there was a little, we'll call it a early explorer trying to find if the cold went away up here, like a robin.
It's kind
of interesting. You know.
Idiot.
Yeah. Hit the wrong time of the year, buddy.
He didn't get the memo. Whew.
So I found out that technically robins are migratory birds, and so you're not allowed harming the nest if there's an egg in it. So I have this couple of this pair of robins, a male and female, that try making a nest on the back porch. And whenever I see them, I always try to make sure I get to them before the eggs lay, because once the eggs are there, you can't touch it legally. And so I always try to remove the nest before they lay an egg.
They got robin police out there?
Yeah, they do. Jeez. So I'm like, I don't want that nest on my back porch, because I did it 1 year. I let them stay there, right? Big mistake, because first off, every time they'd see me walk out, they'd freak out and fly away. And that startled me.
Yeah.
Then the other time, it was fireworks. They were shooting fireworks off. And so one was hanging on the nest, the one of the pairs, and it flipped out, was hitting the metal roof, banging on the metal roof as the fireworks were going off, trying to fly away. And I was like, okay, this
is disoriented, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, this is nuts. I mean, I don't want, you know, dang thing is like losing its marbles. Anyway, so after that, I just said, screw it. If I see them building a nest, even a straw, you know, a piece of grass or anything, gone. Get rid of it before they lay an egg, because I don't want to deal with that again.
Just make a sign. That's
all. No robins allowed. No. Yeah, go home.
No nest building on this porch, period.
I
ought to solve it.
Right. And then the cats were bothering him and stuff. And it was just overall just stupid. You know, just stupid venture.
Yeah, let's play some more music.
Yeah.
Let me think of some more crap that whine about.
Well, that's right.
Okay, let's do it to it.
Town.
one of my old favorite songs, Living in the USA.
Yeah.
Guess who did that? Steve Miller.
Yeah.
Whoops, I gave it away.
Yeah.
I'm ahead of my time.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. What else do I got to... You know what? Other than all these things we just talked about, everything's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. It really is not a bad thing, you know?
I don't know. It's
life can be a beautiful thing if you look for it.
You know, you think your kids, when they're little, you know, you got to worry about them and fuss about them and everything.
Right.
And then when they grow up and move away, you think everything, your work's done.
No.
But guess what?
No.
You know, you worry more than ever.
Right.
And there's not really anything you can do about it.
That's the part right there that's probably the stressful part about it, because you can do nothing
sometimes. Yeah, that's the stressful part.
It's outside of your control.
And you see them do things that you say, oh, no, why did you do that?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes they're right, and sometimes...
There's other times where, you know, they're right, but sometimes when you went through that experience before and you try warning them, saying, hey, I've been there before, I've done this, don't do it. And they don't listen. That sucks even worse.
They do it anyways.
That sucks even worse, because it's like, hey, you're not heeding my warnings. You know, you do have to listen sometimes.
Well, you
got to
step back out of the way and say, okay.
Yeah. You got to let them have fail sometimes. Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah. Do your thing.
Yeah.
And,
go ahead and be an idiot. You know, I mean, I think that's actually a sign of letting your children, if you let your children fail, that's actually a good thing.
I thought of that when you was talking about the bird nest. I said, once the kids leave the nest, you know, you got to let them go.
Yeah.
And let them fly on their own, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
there's times you can still be there for guidance, you know, if they seek it. But really, at the end of the day, they're going to choose what to do. And hopefully they took your lessons that you tried teaching them, because the world's a cruel mistress. It'll spit you out if you're not,
You're not really teaching them, you're just demanding, you know.
Right. At that point,
you're teaching them, but you just don't know it.
Right.
But now I got to focus on being a stoic, you know, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
No, it's not.
But I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
Now I got a frog in my throat.
Yeah, it must be from that pond. It's just, but like I said, the world's a cruel mistress, and if you're not prepared for it, it's going to hit you right in the face.
I can't wait to hear the frogs again.
Oh boy. It's coming.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, these months, they're going by fast. Time's going by fast.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, you know? I remember when I was younger, time used to take forever, and the day would go on, I'd watch the clock, and it just would tick by so slowly. And now I blink my eyes and it's like, boom, it's like 5 o'clock already. And it's like, where'd my day go? You know, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, I wish this winter time would slide by a little faster.
Yeah.
but I'll stop. I'll stop whining.
That's why you need to have a vacation, Bill. You deserve going south for a bit and just enjoy the heat and warmth, and or anywhere warmer. You know, Texas.
Skedaddle back home when it gets hot.
You could just take vacation. There's nothing wrong with that. You know.
Well, it takes money to do that.
That's
too,
true.
See, so
that's
true. I hate working my buns off and then just pitching it, throwing it away.
Yeah. I can relate to that.
Everybody's out to steal your money. You know,
I don't like
out to rob you.
I don't like a penny going past me, even though the penny's probably going away. I losing a penny from my hand is a tough thing. You know,
you know, I don't mind giving it away, but I hate when people take it.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Especially for things you don't need. You know, there's things you don't need in life, and they, for some reason, they're forced upon us.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can't answer the phone anymore.
Yeah.
If I don't know who it is that's calling me, then I don't answer it.
There's many times I let it go to voicemail.
Oh, I always do, yeah.
There's a lot of scams going on. People have to watch out for them, because they'll act as if they are something that's real.
And they tell me I don't have to pay my loans back. They say, you don't pay any more of your loans. You don't have to pay them back. You don't have to. Just call us and we'll take care of it. Yeah, up yours.
Like, I don't even have any loans. What are you talking about?
I already took care of all that stuff.
So. Right.
there's just one scam after another. My insurance, my maintenance insurance on my car is running out and all this and that. Yeah, I never had any.
Yeah. They're taking advantage of people that are probably, let's say, having dementia or Alzheimer's too. And that's really sad and tragic. And, you know, there's ways of preventing it. A long time ago, that they could have prevented all this by stricter controls on phone calls and stuff, but making sure the phone numbers are legit. But now it's became the Wild West, and there's some crackdown on it. I personally, like I said, I don't answer the phone. I just like to go to voicemail.
There ought to be a way that you can crack down yourself on these people.
Oh, yeah.
Like one person every now and then calls and says, there's been a complaint filed against you.
Yeah.
You need to call us right away so yeah. we can take care of this for you, blah, right. blah, blah. And I feel like recording what they said and then call them back and play the recording back to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say, hey, there's been a complaint filed against you, and you need to ship me a couple $1,000, yeah. and I'll take care of it.
There's a guy that's there's quite a few people on YouTube that do this. They'll harass the scammers, and delay them and fool them and mess with them.
Yeah, act like you're seriously interested. You know.
Yeah, yeah. There's also a guy that he hacks into their call centers and. takes the video of them while they're making the phone call and describes what they're wearing to them. that's
put
funny.
A little fear in their heart.
Yeah, they actually get really creeped out by that. But hey, you know, you want to scam, we scam back. I think that's justified, right. You know. It's called tit for tat is the term.
Sounds like, what's the Democrats' motto? It says, it's good for me, but not for thee, something, or not for you.
Good for thee, but not for me, yeah.
Yeah,
because, you know.
Whatever. Let's play some more music.
Yeah.
I'm getting, I think we changed that filter, and I think it's working.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good move. Okay, on with the music.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa. Keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa, she likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. A Sue goes out with other guys. Here's the moral and the story from the guy who knows. Keep away from a runner out to a pit at her. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what she'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she'll love you and she'll put you down. Now people love to put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
got the record button pushed.
That's right. The record button pushed.
This is the BNS, the real BS show.
That's right.
And not the imitation one, but the real one.
No, no artificial.
Well.
Organic.
I don't know. It's snowing pretty good out there right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Just ugly. And I hope everybody stays warm.
Yeah.
Stay off the streets. That's the best idea. Don't go anywhere. Yeah.
Don't be delivering wood.
That's where I'm going home. Yeah. Yeah. This week, this coming week, everybody's out of. They're just out of luck because I ain't going out there in that ugly weather. I'm too old.
Right.
Too old for this. I picked the wrong hobby. But I guess we whined enough, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We could get into politics and all that stuff.
No, not too much, no.
No, that's...
We're trying to stay away
from it. It's a waste of time,
too many people get upset about it, you know?
It's a waste of time. Just sit back and watch.
And just enjoy life, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoy some relaxing adult beverage.
Stay warm and keep yourself fed.
Yeah.
So, that's something that Walmart will deliver their food to you. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So, Sam's Club, Costco, they all do it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's becoming a huge thing, you know?
Huh. Yeah. Well... I have to look into that. That's not a bad idea.
You know, I can go to, like, let's say you're a member of like Sam's Club, right? I can go through and scan my items, what I want to buy in the cart, and then check out on the phone, and then walk right straight through, and they, you know, boom, I'm out. I don't even have to use a cash register anymore. I can do that at Walmart, too, if I wanted to, but I haven't yet, but it's a lot easier than, you know, standing in line.
Boy, I tell you, things have changed. All right. Well, let's we're going to play some music at the end here.
Yeah.
But we're going to say goodbye now so
we
can beat the snowstorm that's going on out there.
Right.
And everybody stay warm, stay healthy, and, you know, pray for springtime to come.
Yeah. Just twist and shout, you know?
Yeah, whatever. That must be an inside joke you got coming. Okay. Yeah. All right, Seth, take it away.
You got me going. Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Different times.